David, no surprise to see you win this race. You had the weights in numbers, five horses, you've won it, and in fact Quinella the race. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. A huge thrill for us. It's the result of a lot of hard work throughout the year. We went to the sales last year and we identified this filly from Coolmore Stud and bought her. And we paid $210,000 for her, and today she'd be worth several million dollars. She's a very valuable filly with a very exciting future. And to finish second in the race too was just so exciting. A great bunch of owners that have been with us for a long time, and I'm just very happy. And we're looking forward to the sale tomorrow because we're going to buy a lot more yearlings.
Gives you a bit of impetus now, doesn't it, going into this sale?
Yes, definitely does.
This filly is very typical of Fastnet Rock, isn't she?
Yeah, I guess she is. She's from a fantastic family. She's beautifully bred, very correct filly, and she's going to develop into a super three-year-old. So she's not just a precocious early two-year-old. She's got a lot of future ahead of her.
And she's beaten your Exceed and Excel colt.
Yes, that's right. So my stable jockey, Opie Boston, had the choice of all the horses, and he astutely chose Haven Targe. So we put Hugh Bowman on Hassa, and the Kiwis beat the Australian.
This result today, David, what does it mean for your business in the short and long term?
It's an enormous vote of confidence because we go and buy a lot of horses. It's wonderful for Karen, my wife and I, to see the owners get such a thrill out of it, such a buzz. And it just shows me that the trainers, the jockeys, all my staff, they're doing it so well. And yeah, it's quite overwhelming.
Great to see that New Zealand Bloodstock and also the Auckland Racing Club have got behind this Twilight concept race meeting to the extent that they have. It's now the premier race meeting of the year in New Zealand.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's a sellout crowd. And tomorrow we've got our Minister of Racing giving some more good news to the industry when he opens the Karaka sale. So it's all onwards and upwards.
And tonight you'll be able to celebrate briefly, but of course the concentration cap goes back on tomorrow because you've got some serious buying to do over the course of this week, David.
Yeah, we've seen the best lot of horses that we've ever seen here at Karaka, so it's really exciting.
We're going to get you off to celebrate. Enjoy and congratulations.
Thank you, Joe.